Hello, folks. It's Rod here with the Bloody Pit, and it's time for an October episode. I kind of always wanted to, when I started this podcast, do an episode built around horror movies or Halloween in some way every October, but it hasn't always worked out that way. Yeah, sure, we got the episode on Kolchak the Night Stalker out, and I'm really proud of that one, and hopefully one day we'll do another episode along those lines, maybe some more 70s or 60s horror television series. But until then, I wanted to drop this in your lap. See, years ago, I, along with a bunch of my friends, started burning Halloween mixes, CDs of Halloween-themed music or scary-themed music or monster music of different types, interspersed with all kinds of movie clips and movie trailers and things like that, and handing them out to each other and kind of passing them around just for fun, just as the kind of thing that friends do to kind of introduce them, try to introduce each other to new music or to odd little bits and pieces, or just kind of juxtaposing different pieces of music or different kinds of music next to one another, just for the joy of playing around. Well, since I have this podcast as well as the Nashy Cast, I've decided that what I'll do now is every October I'll try to put together a mix and I'll drop it down as a podcast, which is of course just the natural extension of what I was doing in the first place anyway. Plus, I'm a little out of practice, and doing these kind of mixes is always kind of invigorating and fun, and I think a lot of other people might enjoy some of this stuff as well. So we'll get started here. I will say that for most people's tastes, this will be a little guitar-oriented in general. I mean, there are some odder things. I mean, first thing up is a song from one of the old Zachary Lee record albums from years and years ago. And you'll find at least one piece of heavy metal from the band Darkmoor, which does a song about Valdemar Daninsky. Speaking of the Nashy Cast. And there'll be an odd Alice Cooper song here or there. And some cool stuff that you may or may not, well, you may or may not know. Well, there'll be at least one song about a giant green lizard that I'm pretty sure everybody will know. But sit back, enjoy yourself. I think that overall, most people will get a kick out of this. And at the very least, it's a good hour and 10 minutes, maybe an hour and 15 minutes of just fun Halloween music. Good times. So, check it out. I'll talk to you once more before I leave, and hope everybody has a happy Halloween.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you. I'll send a small box of smallpox, a large tub of hubbub, your own noose for home use, a crate full of hateful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. I'll send a lipstick of arsenic, one urn of sunburn, 6 cups of hiccups, a bin full of sinful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, 8 pairs of hangnails, some pass cards for graveyards, a werewolf that's your wolf, some bat wings for earrings, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, you're ravishing. Wherever did you dig up that dress? Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, green hair for nightwear, some lap robes of earlobes, a hat pin of bat skin, and 3 scraps of kneecaps, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
My dear, since I first laid my eyes on you, I can't get them back in the sockets. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Baby's name. Here comes Dracula and Frankenstein, looking for the sugar at the supper time. Vampire, yeah, vampire. Vampire, that's my baby's name. Took vampire to a rock and roll. When we started to do in the stroll, her knees started shaking, her eyeballs twitched. Looked like a mummy with the silk on your wrist. She vampire, yeah, my vampire. Ooh, vampire, that's my baby's name. Vampire, she wants to marry me. Set up house in a cemetery, put a little coffin underneath the ground. Ain't like the living, we're downtown. Vampire, yeah, my vampire. Ooh, vampire, that's my baby's name. Vampire, you cold.
This is where the temptations begin. Unlimited temptations.
Can I help you at all?
I'll tell you what, I'll give you 25 quid to get rid of him.
It's a deal.
Each concealing a horrendous nightmare that reaches out from the dark world that lies beyond the grave.
Come in. Whoever you are.
If you are looking for excitement way beyond the normal,
no.
If you want to test your nerves beyond endurance, come beyond the mirror on the wall.
Feel me.
Step beyond this door to the room of no return. Experience the evil with no name. Steel yourself for the visitor in the night. Every step you take brings you nearer the clutching terror from beyond the grave.
We've got him!
Where the white worms crawl from the sinner's grave, leave us forever!
Denied me life.
Susan!
Ghost, kept alive by the life essences of those who had been sacrificed to it.
Thank you.
11:55. Almost midnight. Enough time for one more story. One more story before 12. Just to keep us warm. In 5 minutes, it'll be the 21st of April. 100 years ago, on the 21st of April, out on the waters around Spivey Point, a small clipper ship drew toward land. Suddenly, out of the night, the fog rolled in. For a moment, they could see nothing, not a foot ahead of them. And then they saw a light. My God, it was a fire burning on the shore, strong enough to penetrate the swirling mist. They steered a course toward the light, but it was a campfire like this one. The ship crashed against the rocks. The hull sheared in two. The mast snapped like a twig, and the wreckage sank with all the men aboard. At the bottom of the sea lay the Elizabeth Dane with her crew, their lungs filled with salt water, their eyes open and staring into the darkness. And above, as suddenly as it had come, the fog lifted, receded back across the ocean, and never came again. But it is told by the fishermen and their fathers and grandfathers that when the fog returns to Antonio Bay, the men at the bottom of the sea, out in the water by Spivey Point, will rise up and search for the campfire that led them to their dark and icy death. 12 o'clock, the 21st of April.
He finds himself endeared to a girl who's kind of weird.
You see, she's mostly ghostly. Up and down my spine a new sensation crawls. Vastly, ghastly, the way she floats on air and walks through walls. Indeed she's mostly ghostly. Try to kiss her and she'll vanish into gloom. Mighty, flighty, it's hard to say just when she'll reappear on a broom. Other girls I've known were simply dimpling, just another standard pretty face. But this one haunts me so, I daren't let her go. It's so thrilling, really chilling, when we share a brief embrace. Because she's mostly ghostly. What a mystic gig to have her on.
conquers the out of hearts. Yes, every day with her is Halloween.
Bewitched, bewitched, you've got me in your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. Bewitched, bewitched, one thing is for sure, that stuff you pitch just hasn't got a cure. Could be had, but now I'm caught, and I'm kinda glad to be bewitched, bewitched.
Way. Beware.
the hunchback of the morgue. A freak of nature. A slave with a body broken from torture. A maniac with crimes beyond your wildest terrors. What kind of underground horror chamber is he building? What kind of monster is he creating? Why does he need more and more flesh? Who is he? What is his weird secret? The secret that strangles an entire city with fear? The secret you'll remember all the way to your coffin. The secret that made him the Hunchback of the Morgue.
Noom, noom, noom. music very scary.
It's 1966. The space race is on. The Cold War is heating up, and giant monsters are destroying Japan. Daikaiju Attack, from award-winning author Stephen D. Sullivan. Now available in all ebook formats on Amazon, Smashwords, Drive-Thru Fiction, and other quality outlets. Find more info at daikaijuattack.com. sdsullivan.com and the Daikaiju Attack Group on Facebook. Join the action today.
Cause I'm a corpse grinder, baby.
blades gone. Go on, all the wheels. A preacher turn on the belt. Tell me how it feels. Yeah, I know it's a shame, but let me feed you in. Cause I'm a corpse grinder, baby. Well, I'm a corpse grinder, baby. Well, I'm a corpse grinder, baby.
Tell half the people in this county been eating human flesh that I have smoked for over 30 years and loving it.
Clowns fly. years in these subterranean caves, a creature of superhuman evil was entombed in a wall of ice, waiting to be free, waiting to live again. Travel with us on a journey into a world where nightmare becomes reality.
Are you telling me that an ape that lived 2 million years ago got out of that crate, killed the baggage man, and put him in there?
Yes, I am. It's alive. It must be.
Travel with us, if you dare, on the Horror Express.
Search the train and find it, whatever it is, and destroy it.
But if it's alive...
I want this kept quiet. I don't want to panic the passengers.
The malignant power of this creature is indestructible, transferring its force from mind to mind, from body to body.
Beast is not dead. I put 4 bullets into him.
You think evil can be killed with bullets? Satan lives.
The animal that you shot was only the host. It's alive in someone on this train.
You saw his eyes. One look at them and you're dead.
Anything that moves near that door, kill it.
Run. Run for your life. Hide. But you can't escape. No one can stop the fury and the terror of the Horror Express.
Bye.
not try a great treat right now at the concession stand? Piping hot, delicious Castleberry's barbecue. Just the right taste treat that goes with about anything. Tasty, zesty, Castleberry's. The barbecue that gives you more taste for your money. Get a real taste treat right now. Castleberry's barbecue.
know the devil has something here. Very pleasant.
He's most dangerous when he's being pleasant.
Well, I saw something weird when I was lying in my bed.
La, 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 la.
A baby's arm was sprouted out of my head.
La, 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 la.
It picked up a pen and wrote me this note. It said, I'll get you when I'm old enough to grab you by the throat. And it was weird. Something weird happened to me when I was on a dinner date.
La, 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 la.
My main course chicken started dancing on the plate.
La, 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 la.
It leapt from the table and landed on my knees. Started peeling off its skin in a sickly strip tease.
Ages ago, in a long-lost part of the world, the Mayans worshipped a terrifying goddess. To her, men offered their strength and their devotion. Women offered the beauty of their bodies. Altiki, the immortal monster. Today, courageous adventurers, dedicated scientists of both sexes, begin the exploration of recently discovered caverns, buried in the very womb of the Earth. From space beyond space comes force beyond measurement, energizing this monstrous mass of man-eating protoplasm that devours every living thing it touches.
When her mate appears in the sky, the power of Kaltiki will destroy the world. You can believe what you like. Kaltiki's been reborn.
All civilians are to remain in their homes until further orders. Every precaution has been taken to combat the danger the city faces, and all citizens are urged to remain calm. That is all for now. Can anything on this earth stop Kaltiki, the immortal monster?
Yeah.
that he'll eventually become 100% gorilla?
I was a teenage creature. I was a junior wolfman. Tonight there's a werewolf moon. Come and hold my hairy hand down at the Black Lagoon. I was a teenage creature. I was a high school monster, teenage Frankenstein. Let me take you in my arms, curse you one more time. Got a face like a dog, feet like a frog, I'm covered with a lizard scale. Gotta cut a hole in my old blue jeans for my slimy tail. I was a teenage creature. I was a body snatcher. You're the sweet dream. Do you think that you would dare go steady with the thing? I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage vampire, a rock and rolling goon. Won't you let a Dracula walk you home from school? Well, I live in a hole, I look like a mole, a horrible sight to see. Hear a growl, I'm out on the prowl, and honey, you for me. I was a teenage spider, and you're a junior miss. So give a boy tarantula his very first kiss. I was a teenage creature, I'm always scaring you. So point a stake straight at my heart, then darling, drive it through. I was a teenage creature.
King of the monsters, alive, surging up from the depths of the sea on a tidal wave of terror to wreak vengeance on mankind.
Godzilla, king of the monsters, it's alive.
A gigantic beast.
Stalking the earth, crushing all before it.
In a cyclonic cavalcade of electrifying horror.
Raging through the streets on a rampage of total destruction.
Godzilla, king of the monsters.
Incredible titan of terror.
Wiping out a city of 6 million in a holocaust of flame.
Jet flames cannot destroy it.
Bombs cannot kill it.
All modern weapons fail.
Is this the end of our civilization?
Can the scientists of the world find a way to stop this creature?
For the answer, see Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
You may wish to deny it, but your eyes tell you it's true.
A tale to stun the mind.
More fantastic than any ever written by Jules Verne.
More terrifying than any ever shown on the screen.
Awesome.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
A story beyond your wildest dreams.
Dynamic violence.
Savage action.
Spectacular thrills.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Fantastic beyond comprehension.
Gripping beyond compare.
Astounding beyond belief.
The mightiest monster of them all.
See Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Thank you. rocket ship to unexplored planets, captured by unknown powers. Yogg, monster from space.
You are powerless against me.
An irresistible, terrorizing monster.
We have merged ourselves into the giant crab and the jungle turtle.
Monsters never before seen. The unconquerable. The unbelievable. Yogg. Monster from space.
Some people honestly believe in the supernatural.
But according to you, they're wrong.
That's right.
What about the other delegates?
Oh, please, we haven't got time. I have a car waiting outside.
One thing more, Doctor.
Yes?
Take it kind of easy on our ghosts. We English are sort of fond of them.
Sure, some of my best friends are ghosts.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do. See you, pretending you've got a sin.
And there we have it. I hope everybody enjoyed this little trip down old Halloween music. Well, okay, not all of it was old Halloween music. Some of it is stuff you'd probably never even heard before, or at least variations on a theme to a large degree. Yes, I kind of zig when I should have zagged sometimes. There's some songs there that you know, but different variants on them. Some different artists taking a shot at them. With, the most obvious being the Scooby-Doo theme being done by Matthew Sweet. But, hey, Josie Cotton doing Green Slime is also a fun trip down an alternate path, don't you think? Well, I hope everybody enjoyed this mix. This is the 2014 Halloween mix from The Bloody Pit and me, Rod Barnett. If you enjoyed this, that's great. If you didn't, I apologize. These kind of podcasts are one of the things that got me interested in podcasts in the first place years back. When I had to track down some Halloween-themed podcasts just to make my listening pleasure that much more joyous through October. I, of course, love to watch as many horror movies as possible during the 31 days of Halloween, a.k.a. October, and I'm betting a lot of you out there do as well. So maybe some of the songs you listen to in this particular mix made you think about some of the things that you could watch this time around. I, myself, have a tendency to want to go off in that direction all the time, watch a little Universal or Hammer Horror. Every now and then, delve heavily into the Euro trash for the fun of it. Not just Paul Naschy, people, but all things Euro trash. But I hope everybody had a good time. Hope this mix made you happy. And I hope everybody ends up having a really wonderful Halloween season. I'll be back next time with more podcast fun. This is Rod Barnett. Let's say happy Halloween here with Tigger on the way out. Talk to everybody later.
Ooh, Isle of Surprises and wearing disguises, a horribly hideous costume will do. Better be wary, be spooky and scary. I'll bounce from the shadows and boo. I wanna scare myself and everyone else. The thrilling and chilly old willies will rise. Cover your eyes, little buddy, beware. I'm twitching and itching to scare myself. Unspeakable, spookables, awful, unlookables, gallop, but ghosties and goblins galore. What if they find you? Oh, look out behind you, a terrible Tigger-type roar. That would be me. I wanna scare myself and everyone else. The frilly and chilly old willies will rise. Cover your eyes, little buddy, beware. I'm twitching and itching to scare myself. Now, Tiggers, I figure, make scares even bigger. They dress up and scream, who am I, can you guess? And tricks always happen when ghosts are a-flappin', and tricks are what Tiggers like best. I wanna scare myself and everyone else. The frilly and chilly old willies will rise. Cover your eyes, little buddy, beware. I'm twitching and itching to scare myself. And who better? Oh, by the way, boo.